Good evening. Thank you very much for gathering despite your busy schedule. We will now begin the fiscal 2016 business plan presentation. First, allow me to introduce the participants. Representative Executive Officer, President and CEO, Masashi Muromachi. Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Senior Executive Vice President, Shigenori Shiga. Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Senior Executive Vice President, Yasuo Naruke. Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Senior Executive Vice President, Satoshi Tsunakawa. And Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Senior Vice President, Masayoshi Hirata. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Naoto Hasegawa from the Public Relations and Investor Relations Office. I'll be serving as the moderator. First, the presentation on fiscal 2016 business plan by our CEO. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As introduced, my name is Masashi Muromachi. I thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. I'll be speaking about the future direction of our business and the business plan for fiscal 2016. So as to seek your understanding. This is the agenda. First, I would like to give you an update on the progress of the Toshiba Rebuilding Initiative, which we announced last December. These are the milestones towards the Toshiba Rebuilding: people's trust, confidence, and corporate value that we have lost as a result of the inappropriate accounting issue cannot be restored overnight. It is up to the stakeholders and all of you in this room to decide whether we deserve them, and we cannot foresee how long it would take. But on our part at Toshiba, we are committed to build on what we can do in a steady and steadfast manner so as to one day revive the company as a corporation that can again make an internal development. With a view to taking the first step, we have implemented various structural reform and financing measures this fiscal year. We'll be sure to translate the results of such efforts into improved business performance in the fiscal 2016 to bring about profit in all businesses and revamp the financial base. At the same time, we will work on implementing and disseminating measures to strengthen the internal control regime so as to have the securities on alert designation lifted. In fiscal 2016, we hope to make a comeback to the capital market and mark a steady step toward restoring trust and Toshiba revitalization. As was announced yesterday, Toshiba signed share transfer and related agreements with Canon Incorporated regarding the sale of Toshiba Medical System Corporation. We received 665.5 billion yen as transfer money by the end of the day yesterday. Accounting is currently being studied very carefully. If it could be recognized as a gain on sale for fiscal 2015, approximately 590 billion yen will be posted as profit before tax. Should that happen, business of Toshiba Medical System will most probably be treated as discontinued operations in the fiscal 2015 consolidated income statement. The fiscal 2015 earnings forecast will be announced as soon as figures are finalized. As for the home appliances business, as was announced yesterday, we signed a memorandum of understanding with China's Media Group Company Limited on the sale of majority interest in Toshiba Lifestyle Products and Services Corporation. We are continuing consultations and negotiations so as to maintain employees and domestic and overseas facilities of the business. Based on further studies into the details of the terms of the transaction, we expect to sign a final agreement by the end of the month. Including Toshiba stores, business with distribution network in Japan is also to be maintained. The visual product business will continue to be part of the Toshiba Group even after the transfer of the home appliances business. Structural reform of the PC business is progressing as planned. As for the workforce retrenchment, as of today, we expect to reduce the headcount by 1,300. Termination of the overseas B2C business is progressing as planned. We are proceeding as planned vis-a-vis refining the plan on sales volume and facilities retrenchment. We now have a better feel of achieving profitability in fiscal 2016. We will also eliminate the buy-sell transactions in fiscal 2016. On April 1st, a new spin-off company called Toshiba Client Solutions is to be launched. As a parallel effort, we are continuing to study the possibility of business reorganization with potential partners. Next, let me talk about the projected workforce retrenchment associated with the structural reform as of today. In our previous announcements, we were projecting a total of 10,840 people. As of today, we expect 2,980 more at 13,820. Of this projected total of 13,820 people, 2,840 will be reassigned or relocated within the Toshiba Group. In addition, with the sale of Toshiba Medical Systems, we will see a reduction of another 10,000 in Japan and overseas operations put together. Between reduction following the structural reform and the sale of Toshiba Medical, and an increase following new consolidations, including Stone and Webster under Westinghouse and new hires, net decrease in the headcount for Toshiba Group overall between the end of fiscal 2014 and fiscal 2015 would be 15,000. Furthermore, in light of the transfer of the home appliances business and reorganization of business or PC business with potential partners, which would total another 19,000, the total number of the group employees as of the end of fiscal 2016 is expected to decline to 183,000. In the workforce retrenchment, we will be sure to comply with the laws and give utmost care. Let me now talk about the emergency measures. Performance-based bonuses for executive officers will continue to be foregone. We will uniformly reduce the fiscal 2016 bonuses by an equivalent of 2.5 months' salary for managers and above and 2 months' salary for the rest of the workforce. This would mean that the managers and above and general employees should expect a maximum 50% or so reduction year on year, assuming that business and personal performance remains the same. As for executive officers, we will continue with the scheme to return compensation that was announced on February 4th. In addition, the scope of salary reduction for officers, which was introduced in February, will expand starting April. More specifically, section managers will see the salary reduction increase from the current level of 10,000 yen per month to 30,000 yen. In addition, we are in negotiation with the workers' unions to review the various allowances. Once we come to an agreement, it will be enforced. These are the measures within the Toshiba Corporation, but we are planning similar measures once necessary procedures are cleared, such as negotiations with relevant workers' unions in other group companies. Last but not the least, recruitment plans. For Toshiba Corporation, there will be no hires of new graduates for administrative and engineering functions in fiscal 2017. Let me now talk about the improvement plan and the status report. It's rather lengthy, but since this is very important for Toshiba, I'd like to explain in detail. We are taking the inappropriate accounting issue seriously. We are committed to strict compliance and company-wide implementation and dissemination of measures to prevent recurrence. To promote this, on March 15th, improvement plan and status report document was put together and announced. We referred to the principles of addressing irregularities at listed companies as announced by the Japan Exchange Self-Regulatory Organization. We did not only resort to findings by the Independent Investigation Committee and others, we conducted our own analysis of past circumstances, background, and structural factors, and studied the need for additional preventive measures. In the document, we added analysis into the circumstances surrounding each of former CEOs, including management environment, budget control, and earnings evaluation system. Background of the past CEOs imposing nearly impossible demand for profit achievements include their strong sense of crisis regarding the company's survival as the company's financial status was deteriorating against a backdrop of harsh business environment. There also was obsessive concern with their valuation from inside and outside the company. In addition, there was a problem with the system of earnings evaluation and budget control of each operating company, which overly emphasized operating income. CFO and Finance and Accounting Division, which should have served to check the CEO, failed to do so sufficiently, partly due to the fact that the authority was concentrated in the CEO. The CFO, in certain instances, tolerated the repeated PL improvement demands, failing to draw a clear line as a result of the attitude to follow the top management. Going forward, we will enhance the function to check the CEO through additional measures, including giving the nomination committee right to consent to CFO selection. In terms of risk assessment, there was insufficient sense of risk regarding inappropriate financial reporting. Reflecting that finding, we newly established the Accounting Compliance Committee, which will be in charge of timely identification of signs of inappropriate financial reporting and execution and monitoring of countermeasures. For the timely information disclosure, we will clarify the basic stance of information disclosure. We will further develop the disclosure regime, including the development of new rules, the clarification of information collection method, and the establishment of the dedicated organization in charge of information disclosure. This is the overall view of the causes and preventive measures, including what I just explained. Those in red are new measures, namely review of the chain of command for financial accounting and management accounting, appointment of a full-time audit commissioner, establishment of accounting compliance committee, and enhancement of information disclosure and dissemination function.
Based on our plan to strengthen information disclosure and dissemination capability and attain financial accounting independence, as of April 1st, we will reorganize our corporate staff division as indicated over here. Under the new structure, we will not only abide by the accounting principles, but also work on timely and appropriate disclosure. Furthermore, to make in-house companies autonomous, corporate sales, production, and development functions will be scaled down, having the companies take over those operations. To have us de-designated as securities on alert, we have defined the improvement plan and status report plan as shown here. We are committed to prevent recurrence and have designed an appropriate monitoring scheme. The progress of this plan will be announced on a timely manner. Come September, which marks a year of our securities on alert designation, we will submit our internal control structure confirmation document and go through an inspection. Let me go through the fiscal 2016 business plan. Firstly, our management policy and measures plan for our focus segments. Our management principle, which was written in 1990 to delineate our perpetual mission and values, has been upheld by Toshiba to date. Since our business environment is changing, we have to adapt ourselves in a timely and appropriate manner. However, this management principle, which constitutes our core, is intact. Through our business and each employee's activities, we pursue our slogan of committed to people, committed to the future. We will continue creating value to contribute to the society, which is the mission of Reborn Toshiba Group, the entity with integrity and sound management. Reflecting on our management principle, we will manage our group based on the policy shown here. Leveraging on the lessons learned from the inappropriate accounting issues, we will further reinforce our compliance structure and enable employees to vocalize their views. Once this is achieved, we will base our management on cash flow and strengthen portfolio management centered around our focus businesses. Pursuing both robust financial base and growth, we will rebuild Toshiba to be a robust company. And these are the focus business areas that new Toshiba will concentrate on: energy, infrastructure, and storage. Our technologies and products can be used to solve issues in these three areas, thus enabling us to contribute to creating more enriching and safe life. In each segment, we will identify areas with growth potential and refrain from being a jack of all trades so that we can grow in tandem with the society. In fiscal 2016, we will dramatically change our business structure. Currently, two segments, namely energy and infrastructure, are managed by three in-house companies. As of April, to accommodate consistent strategy that is in line with each segment's given environment, we will have two companies, namely Energy Systems and Solutions Company in charge of energy and Infrastructure Systems and Solutions Company to handle social infrastructure. Semiconductor and Storage Company will remain as is, but to clarify the focus business, it will be renamed as Storage and Electronic Devices Solutions Company. Healthcare Company will be dissolved, and Personal and Client Solutions Company in charge of PC business will be divested. Thus, the seven existing in-house companies will be decreased to four. In fiscal 2016, three companies dedicated to three focus businesses and Industrial ICT Solution Company that drives growth by ICT will be managed efficiently. Now, explanation on three focus businesses. Firstly, energy. We have contributed to the society by providing large generators for nuclear and thermal power plants, renewable energy, and T&D equipments. Globally, energy demand in emerging economies is on the rise, and renewable energy to reduce CO2 emission and distributed power system use is increasing. By supplying technologies and services to generate, transmit, and store clean energy, we want to realize low-carbon society and become a global top player in the energy segment. Energy Systems and Solutions Company will be newly established to handle the energy segment. It will continue focusing resources mainly on nuclear power. thermal power, renewable energy, T&D, and smart meter systems businesses will be pursued as steady profit-generating practice. In fiscal 2015, due to 1. Impairment loss and allowance for loss-making projects of T&D, and 2. Deep dive into cost structure of non-profitable projects, the bottom line was impacted negatively, but the core nuclear power business generated a profit of 30 billion yen. Fiscal 2016 and beyond, centering around the fuel and maintenance businesses, we forecast energy segment to trend favorably. In thermal power, renewable energy, T&D, and smart meter systems businesses, we will focus on core geographies and secure steady profit. As the application of nuclear technology, we will continue providing heavy ion radiotherapy systems. Backed up by our track record, we will keep leveraging on our most advanced technology to realize net sales of 1.7 trillion yen, operating income of 52 billion yen in fiscal 2016, and net sales of 1.94 trillion yen in fiscal year 2018.
In the focal business area of nuclear power, we envision the sales of 870 billion yen and operating income of 40 billion yen for fiscal 2016, and the sales of 1.2 trillion yen and operating income of 67 billion for fiscal 2018. In Japan, we will continue to focus on the restart of operations at each site, as well as work for the decommissioning of Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station of Tokyo Electric Power Company, including removal of molten fuel. Overseas, we will focus on the core business of fuel and maintenance so as to secure the number one position in the world. As for new builds, as capacity increase is expected globally, our target is to secure orders for 45 units of AP1000 by fiscal 2030. For your information, the number was 46 units in the 2015 medium-term plan, but it's been revised to 45 units in this fiscal 2016 plan. Currently in China, we are supporting the trial operation for the startup of the world's first AP1000. In the U.S., construction is underway at two sites under the centralized management by Toshiba with the acquisition of Stone & Webster. We expect further progress in the construction. We envision the thorough execution of the AP1000 construction projects so as to use the experience on these actual units to strengthen the plant competitiveness. We aim to expand the business, leveraging new orders as the growth driver. Since the Great East Japan earthquake in 2011, we have been working at Fukushima Daiichi in terms of technology development for the stabilization of the plant and fuel removal. In the area of contaminated water treatment, we have developed, manufactured, and delivered cesium removal equipment and multi-nuclide removal systems. Of the total amount of 620,000 tons of contaminated water, we treated 450,000 tons, or three quarters. In addition, we constructed and installed contaminated water storage tanks. So far, we have installed 107 tanks. Going forward, efforts for decommissioning will be in full swing. We are working in the development of technology to retrieve and remove spent fuel and molten fuel. In cooperation with WEC, we will make group-wide efforts so as to contribute to the stabilization and decommissioning of the Fukushima site. Next, infrastructure business. We will aim at sustained growth with stable earnings, primarily in systems, products, and services based on solid technology base and stable market share in the areas where advanced reliability is required, such as buildings, facilities, and public infrastructure. By providing a wide spectrum of customers that support society and industry with highly reliable technology and services, we will contribute to realizing a safe, secure, and resilient society. The new infrastructure systems and solution company, we will strive to establish business foundation for further growth and at the same time promote the enhancement of overseas resources in the areas of buildings and facilities, such as elevators and air conditioners, as well as the establishment of local entities. In the area of water treatment, we envision expanding the business scope, centering on UEM in India, which was consolidated in fiscal 2015. As for lithium-ion batteries, SCIB, where expanded demand is expected for such applications as electric vehicle buses and next-generation idling stop systems, we plan to make capacity increase investment in fiscal 2016 for the expansion of production capacity. As a stable revenue area in Japan, we will maintain and expand relationship with customers which have been built through maintenance and services. In addition, we will promote replacement of aging facilities so as to firmly capture the growing demand toward the 2020 Olympic Games. Furthermore, we will work on IoT solutions and advanced maintenance services based on monitoring and control so as to build close relations with customers for the stable cash generation for the future. Next, storage business domain. The highly advanced information society will continue to develop in pursuit of further comfort and convenience. In the storage business, together with energy and infrastructure business, Toshiba will provide cutting-edge products based on manufacturing technology to innovative markets. Today, a large volume of information generated through various human activities is stored and utilized, constituting a source of innovations in new technology areas such as AI and machine learning. Information storage technology is an infrastructure that supports the development of information society. Toshiba will leverage our cutting-edge storage technology to expand earnings. The Storage and Electronic Devices Solution Company will focus the resources into the growth area of memory business, aiming at the sales of 1.68 trillion yen and operating income of over 100 billion yen in fiscal 2018. As for NAND memory, a year-on-year decline in sales is expected as we anticipate the impact of selling price erosion to remain in the first half of fiscal 2016. However, we expect the supply and demand balance to be restored in the second half. With an increase in demand, notably for large-capacity smartphones and enterprise SSD, we expect an increase in sales and profit in fiscal 2017 onward. We will make early investment on mass production of three-dimensional flash memory, BICS flash, so as to capture the full-scale demand increase starting in fiscal 2017 and to expand SSD business centering on more profitable enterprise SSD. As for the challenging business of discrete system LSI and HDD, we will thoroughly execute the ongoing structural reform so as to achieve profitability in fiscal 2016 and stable earnings in ensuing years. In the discrete system LSI business, centering on power semiconductors and image recognition LSI, we will try to increase the portion of automotive and industrial applications. In addition, through the efficient operation of the manufacturing line at the new manufacturing company Japan Semiconductor to be set up in April, we will further promote cost reduction. We will also expand enterprise nearline products for further earnings improvement in HDD business.
In memory business, we will accelerate the development and mass production of BiCS and focus on the development and expansion of enterprise SSD. Although smartphone and mobile markets growth is stagnant, high-end demand will grow. By increasing capacity and stacking density of BiCS, we want to lead the market. We plan to ship the next generation BiCS 3 samples in the first half of fiscal 2016. Furthermore, development of two generation ahead product is underway so that we can enhance our cost structure as well as capacity and density. To strengthen our flash memory production for 3 years starting fiscal 2016, we plan to invest a total of 860 billion yen, out of which 360 billion yen is already earmarked for a new production facility at Yokkaichi, which was announced yesterday. This facility is designed for BiCS mass production and its construction is scheduled for fiscal 2017. New Fab 2 for BiCS production will be completed in the first half of fiscal 2016, and R&D investment is planned as well. Although there is no concrete deployment plan for the nanoprint lithography technology, once it is put in use, equipment cost is poised for dramatic reduction, and we have a great expectation toward this technology. To finance these activities, we will be flexible in utilizing both lease and loan facilities. Next, SSD. We will consolidate and strengthen our development resources. To provide on-site support, we will open our North American operation so that R&D can be accelerated and we can expand our market share, leading to the enhancement of our profitability. We will maintain the strong partnership with SanDisk. By linking all these efforts, we aim at increasing sales and profit so that ROS will be above 10% in fiscal 2018. Next, a company-wide fiscal 2016 business plan. This shows our net sales and income plan. In fiscal 2016, we will complete our structure reform and attain surplus in all businesses. Preliminary targets for fiscal 2018 are 5.5 trillion yen for net sales and 100 billion yen for net income. At the outset, I've mentioned that before tax proceeds from sales of TMSC is 590 billion yen, but that is not factored in today's business plan. Please note that home appliances and PC businesses that are scheduled to be transferred or merged with other entities are excluded from our fiscal 2016 plan. After stringent analysis of how realistic our view is, we decided to target at net sales of 4.9 trillion yen, operating income of 120 billion yen, and net income of 40 billion yen in fiscal 2016. By definitively achieving these targets, we will expand sales in focused businesses and strengthen profitability so that we can return to the growth path. We are, however, cautious on the fiscal 2018 plan, and we will review it based on the progress of fiscal 2016. If we can confirm the potential of realizing a higher level, we will make upward revisions. Regarding the midterm plan, as announced on February 4th, we will provide you with the details at by-company IR event scheduled around July. Let me comment on fiscal 2016 operating income. This shows the delta in operating income between fiscal 2015 forecast and fiscal 2016 plan. Operating income of 20 billion yen, which excludes asset write-downs and structural reform costs of fiscal 2015, is set as a baseline. Although NAND price reduction has a negative impact of 260 billion yen, volume increase and further cost reduction have a positive impact of 180 billion yen. By the reduction of headcount as planned in the structure reform, fixed costs will be down by 240 billion yen. Risks of global economic slowdown and yen appreciation are factored in as a negative impact of 60 billion yen. From these details, you can tell that we have not depended too heavily on sales, but based our plan on realistic cost reduction and factored in externalities as well. Next, on free cash flow and financial status. Free cash flow for fiscal 2015 is forecasted to be negative 280 billion yen. This does not include proceeds from the sales of TMSC. 688 billion yen includes TMSC's sales price of 665.5 billion yen and 22.5 billion yen, representing the shares of Toshiba America Medical Systems transferred from Toshiba America to TMSC. In fiscal 2016, by attaining surplus on operating cash flow and being selective in investment activities, free cash flow is expected to turn positive 40 billion yen. Regarding our financial status, in our February 4th announcement, we forecasted our fiscal 2015 net DE ratio to deteriorate significantly, but when including the proceeds from TMSC, fiscal 2016's net DE ratio is expected to reach 112%, an improvement from before. We will continue reducing interest-bearing debt, thus boosting our financial basis. Regarding the goodwill balance, in March and 2016, the nuclear power business and Landis Gear are expected to register the balance of 351.3 billion yen and 156.3 billion yen, respectively. The delta from our Q3 performance results is attributable to FX change from 120 yen to 110 yen to a dollar. We have conducted an impairment test on our nuclear power business in Q3 and cited no sign of impairment. Nevertheless, we continue to monitor the situation. We are currently conducting another impairment test for Q4. Annual impairment test is conducted on Landis Gear's goodwill in line with our preparation of our Q4 results. Enhancement of our finance soundness is deemed as the top priority for fiscal 2016. To rebuild our financial discipline, we will pursue portfolio management and concentrate on investment that generates cash. Also, credit limit will be set for each company so that strict management of interest-bearing debt balance can be accommodated in a consolidated manner. We will also work at enhancing capital and shareholders' equity robustness. By selling TMSC and the shares of Kone as well as Topcon, we plan to secure more than 1 trillion yen by the end of fiscal 2016. We will review the assets at hand and study their value proposition. Without any exceptions, if we deem necessary, we will sell off those assets that do not add value to our business. While strengthening our financial soundness, we will continue investing resources in storage energy, which are our focus segments. Fiscal 2016's CapEx and investment will be centered around 3D flash memory and new facilities for memory business. Regarding other businesses, we will, in principle, invest only in revamping obsolete facilities. R&D will focus on cash-generating technologies, but long-term investments in future-driven R&D are important as well. As shown here, some R&D budget will be consistently allocated to these areas. In summary, we deem fiscal 2016 to mark the first step in regaining trust and revitalizing ourselves by concentrating on focused businesses. At the same time, we will make steadfast efforts to rebuild our financial robustness and reposition ourselves in the financial market. We will earnestly work to regain trust so that our value as newly rebuilt Toshiba Group will be appreciated. We sincerely ask you to provide us with your understanding and support. Thank you very much.